Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Philippians 4 and 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and supplication. With everything, let your requests be known to God. We all have 24 hours in a day to do whatever we do, to whether it's cooking, cleaning, going to work, tending to our children, family, whatever we need to do, we can do within that 24 hours. But a lot of us take those times to spend time with God, and some of us spend that time thinking, how can I get closer to God? But wherever it is, what do our mind be on? Is it our frustrations, our worries, our woes? Or do it be on God? John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you have peace, and in the world you have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. What do you place your mind on? Our thoughts are the second most important thing, because what we place our mind on is usually what consumes our day. What we love, what we need the most, our loved ones cross our mind, and things we won't, etc. But do we place our mind on God for peace? The Bible says, whoever placed their mind on God will have peace. And I don't know about y'all, but I need peace. And that's what we need to survive the day, is peace. Some of us don't have that on our jobs and our lives. So for the 24 hours we are awake, we need more peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. It feels like we are going through this ongoing battle in our head and lives. And the only way some of us know how to stop it is to drink excessively, or to smoke, or to maybe pop a gummy here or there, or maybe have these moments we shouldn't be having with ourselves and others. But whatever we indulge in, we shouldn't be doing those things or with those people. Those things or people aren't going to bring us peace at all. Actually, these people and things that we depend on the most would just make everything worse, because then our mind is further from God than we can ever imagine. And don't get me wrong, I have been down this road of self-discovery, thinking I could do these things and do this and do that for peace, and that peace I never find. And at the end of the day, what I discover is that God is the only road to peace. He's the only one that can help us make it through the 24 hours. Don't get me wrong. It might feel like these things are the key, and the enemy will make you feel that they are, but they aren't. These things are placed in your life to destroy your anointing, destroy your calling, destroy wherever you're holding on to. Philippians 4:6 says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The Bible says, take everything in prayer. And some of us limit what we take in prayer because either we're ashamed or embarrassed, but we don't need to be. When we come to God, we can stand in front of him and say, I'm having this problem. I can't break away from it. And he will comfort you and show you the way. That's why he's called a shepherd and a guide. And a lot of us don't take him up on his word. And we even see what he can do for us, but we don't go for it. We don't want it. The most peace I've ever been in my life is when I stopped doing everything else. And I thought I needed. And I clinged on to him. And that's how we are going to survive. Some of us are spiritually drowning, but we don't want to put on the life jacket that's right there before us. We'd rather drown than to hold on to him. Today, realize you need him, and he will see you through your next 24 hours. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to help us survive our next 24 hours with you. Help us survive today with you, Father God. Help us depend on you and nothing else, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everything you have brought us through, Father God. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for holding on to things that doesn't make any sense, or holding on to things that doesn't last. But Father God, we ask you to help us to hold on to you. Help us to be guided by you. Help us to let go of the things that's in this world that doesn't feel right, that we're trying to make it right. Father God, help us to stop doing the things that kills our anointing, your anointing that you have given us. Father God, help us to stop holding on to things that's closing every door that's in front of us. But Father God, help us to hold on to you. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Father God. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today, help us to seek peace with you. Father God, help us to be that beacon of light to show people this is how you seek peace, which is through God, because everything else can't give us peace. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.